When a massive tech system goes down, we usually picture like a dramatic cyber attack or a severed fiber optic cable. But today we're doing a deep dive into something terrifyingly small.
Yeah, a disaster caused by literally just two missing keystrokes.
Right. So welcome to the deep dive. Our mission today is unpacking this silent killer found in the Oracle Engineer's Handbook and some performance labs. It's called implicit data type conversion.
And if you're prepping for a dev meeting or, you know, just love understanding why complex systems break, learning how a microscopic typo ruins performance is a huge aha moment.
Exactly. Because a single missing quote can actually trigger a full system database meltdown. So let's look at the Black Friday scenario from the sources.
Right. Picture this. It's Black Friday and an e-commerce platform is humming along, but suddenly they hit severe lag on a 50 million row orders table.
50 million rows, that is a lot to lag on.
Yeah, it's brutal, and the culprit is just a basic search query passing a number to a text column. It looks totally innocent, like where order ID equals 100501.
But with no quotes around the number, right?
Exactly, no quotes.
Wait, but shouldn't a modern database, I mean a powerhouse like Oracle, shouldn't be smart enough to just handle a basic ID search without crashing? Like,
yeah.
It's just looking for a match?
Well, Oracle is smart, but it operates on strict, unforgiving logic. It follows this rule called data type precedence.
Okay, so what does that mean for our Black Friday search?
So in this hierarchy, numbers actually outrank strings. If there's a conflict between the two types, the string is forced to surrender and become a number.
Meaning Oracle has to change the text column itself.
Yeah, secretly. Yeah. Because numbers rank higher, the database wraps the text column in an internal tone number function just so it can compare the two.
Right.
But the trap is that your database uses a B-tree index to find things quickly, and that index is built to sort and search raw strings, not the calculated results of some numeric function.
Oh, wow. So it's like having a perfectly alphabetized phone book, right? But because of that internal function, the database is suddenly forced to translate every single name into Morse code before checking if it matches.
That's a great analogy.
So the alphabetical index is completely useless now. You can't use it.
Exactly. You can't use it at all. The optimizer just throws its hands up and defaults to a full table scan.
Meaning it has to read every single page.
Yes. It abandons the index entirely, reads every single row in that 50 million row table, and calculates that function on the fly.
And performance labs show the immense physical toll this takes, right? Because in a 2 million row test, that bad query without quotes took 485 milliseconds.
Which in database time is an absolute eternity.
Right. And it required over 12,400 consistent gets, meaning the system had to read memory blocks 12,400 times just to find a single record.
Yeah, but here's the crazy part. By simply adding single quotes around the number, you know, making it an explicit string literal, the runtime dropped to under 1 millisecond.
Just from adding two little quotes.
Just two quotes. And the system only had to read 3 memory blocks.
Wow.
That is a 10,000x improvement. It cuts CPU usage by 85%.
That is insane. But the performance penalty isn't even the scariest part here, is it?
No, not at all. The real danger is a terrifying stability risk called the ORA 01722 error.
Okay, what is that?
Well, imagine if even one row out of those millions contains a letter.
Like a legacy order ID that was entered as 10A or something?
Exactly. Oracle is blindly trying to convert every string in that column to a number. When it hits 10A, the silent conversion fails.
Oh, because A isn't a number.
Right. And the entire application crashes.
Over one bad row.
Even if 99% of your IDs are numbers, one bad row triggers a system-wide exception. It's a complete runtime landmine.
That is wild. So I guess the core takeaway from the handbook is the clean predicate rule, right? Like always match your data types.
Yes. Never cast the column, cast the literal. You cannot let the database guess your intent.
Yeah, don't let a missing quote double your cloud bill or, you know, take down your Black Friday sale.
Exactly. You have to protect the index structure so the system can actually use the optimizations it was built for.
Which really leaves you with this to ponder. If a single missing quote can instantly neutralize the most advanced database optimization algorithms on the planet, what other invisible default rules in the software you rely on every day are silently burning through computing power right now?
That is a scary thought.
It is. So next time you look at a massive tech system, remember the phone book, because sometimes the biggest disasters hide in the smallest keystrokes.